searchlight sweep a cloudy twilight sky and illuminate a towering edifice in the form of the words Fox Searchlight Pictures. Fox Searchlight Pictures, a News Corporation company. The sun shines on a leafy town. Fox Atomic presents a Jacobson Company stroke Alta Loma entertainment production. A neat bungalow stands on a quiet tree-lined suburban street beneath the clear blue sky. A postman walks down the garden path.
Careful, Tucker. The floor's hot lava. You can't touch the ground, you'll burn up.
We gotta get to Craig's room to get the treasure before you burn up.
What's the treasure?
Craig just got a Michael Jordan rookie card, and it cost him like $100.
Whoa!
The boys shuffle across the floor on pillows.
Did you know that Michael Jordan's first year at the Bulls, Michael Jordan had 138 rebounds?
Yeah. Do you know who the Bulls' rebound leader is, though?
Yeah, Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Where's his card?
It's in the closet in his shoebox.
They open the closet.
He's got the Michael Jordan rookie card and a Hank Aaron card.
It's not in mint condition, but it's a good card.
It's mounted in a frame.
Oh, my God!
What?
Your brother's got a Playboy.
No, he doesn't. What's a Playboy?
A magazine with naked ladies.
What? He doesn't have that.
Look! Dude, I think your brother can go to jail for this.
Shut up! Don't open it!
Oh.
Is that what girls look like?
They look so weird.
How do they pee?
It must come out of those.
Gross.
Oh my God. Look at that one.
Tucker, you just said the hot lava. You're on fire.
Whatever.
Miss March. There's a Playboy bunny symbol over the eye of Miss. 3 weeks later, the boys are at a play area in a park. Zach Kreger.
Oh my God. Look at the ass on that thing. Hello.
Trevor Moore.
What?
You can bounce a core off that sweet turd cutter.
Nope. Tucker, stop it. That's Eleanor, our friend. Her mom's my piano teacher.
Oh, man. I want her to French kiss my dick so bad. Her God.
Craig Robinson, Raquel Alessi, Molly Stunton. 10 years later.
Look at this. Jenny's tits are the exact same size as Miss November's.
I don't care.
This means that this is what Jenny looks like naked.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Hi, Stacy.
I'm dead.
Hi, Sheila.
Eat me, Tucker.
Set the time and place.
The two of you can eat shit and die.
Sheila! Thank you. You know she's friends with Cindy. Now she's going to tell her. I'm going to hear all about this. Good job.
Relax. Your girlfriend's going to know it wasn't you. She knows your deal. Hey, Candace. Looking good. Heard you went on the pill.
Blonde Candace turns slowly, glaring at them.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. Ah, oh.
Candace gets Tucker in an arm lock, knees him in the butt, and forces him to the ground.
Candace, sorry I won't go out with you. I don't dig handicapped chicks.
I have epilepsy, limp dick shit. I'm not handicapped. It's a condition. Tucker, you so much as make eye contact with me again, my brother will kill you. He's a firefighter, and they're crazy.
Okay, deal.
She throws him to the ground in full view of girls exercising in the sports field.
Jeez. Bitch.
What was that?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Candace points two fingers to her eyes, then at the boys, meaning she's watching them. Tucker and Eugene walk towards their old station wagon.
Man, why do you even do these sermons? They don't even pay you.
Tucker, I have told you. They're not sermons, they're seminars. And I do them because I believe in them, and I think kids need to hear this message. I wish my brother had a seminar like this.
Directed by Zach Kreger and Trevor Moore. The sign reads, Abstinence Now, with an exclamation mark.
And now I'd like to bring up Eugene Bell and Cindy Whitehall, a young couple who will be graduating from our high school this year. Let's give a nice, warm Jefferson County Middle School welcome to Eugene and Cindy.
Tucker's in a loud shirt, surrounded by younger kids. Clean cut Eugene and Cindy take to the stage.
Hey, gang, we're here today to talk to you about one of the most important decisions that you can make. Now, I know at your age, you guys probably think all the older guys and gals are out there having sex, but Cindy and I have been in a relationship for 2.5 years now, and we've decided to save ourselves for marriage.
That's right, Eugene. We have a happy, healthy romance, and we don't need intercourse to prove that.
I'd like to tell you guys a story right now, if I can. This is a true story that happened to my older brother, Craig.
Craig was a nice, normal kid, just like me or you. Then, one night, he and his girlfriend of 2 years decided to go all the way.
It was Craig's first time having sex, and he thought, hey, what's the worst thing that could happen? He thought they were sharing something very special, but what she was sharing with him was syphilis. He got syphilis.
Then she got pregnant, and because she smoked cigarettes, the baby came out a crackhead.
The once happy couple soon broke up. Craig had to drop out of high school and work 2 jobs so he could keep up with the child support payments and the medical bills. But it didn't stop there. One afternoon, while my mother was babysitting for Craig, the baby set the house on fire.
Because he was a crackhead.
My mother and little nephew died in that blaze. And the grief from that, along with the advanced stages of syphilis, which put an enormous amount of pressure on Craig's frontal lobe, drove him insane.
Today, Eugene's brother sits in a padded cell, doing nothing but eating his own feces and regretting the one time that he had sex.
Whoa. Here, babe.
The kid's having a panic attack.
Lights, please. This is a venereal disease.
A great bloody splodge appears on the screen. Tucker, totally fed up, gets up and leaves. A large house at night has a colonnaded porch. In her bedroom, Cindy's brushing her long brown hair. Eugene's perched in a tree watching her. He takes out his cell phone.
Hey.
Hey, I'm in the tree.
Wearing a pink vest top, Cindy opens her window.
Hey.
Hi. Are your parents asleep?
Yeah, they just went to bed.
Hey, so Tucker told me about this awesome party this weekend after the dance. I think we should totally go.
You want to go to a party with Tucker after prom?
Yeah, I mean, that's what people do, right?
Eugene, did you think about what we talked about?
Yeah, you know, I did think about it, but, like, I think I need a little bit more time just to work everything out in my head, like a month or just a couple weeks, because there's, like, a lot of factors.
Eugene, I love you. We've been going out for 2.5 years. I think we're ready.
That's what Chandra said to Craig.
Oh, will you stop talking about your crazy brother? That was a fluke. My younger sister has sex all the time, and neither of her babies are crackheads.
Cindy, I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. I mean, what about the seminar? What about everything we said to those kids this afternoon?
I don't think the 15-year-old kid should be having sex. You have to wait until you find that special someone. But Eugene, you are my special someone. And if I'm not yours, then I think that we have a whole other set of problems to worry about. I'm gonna go to bed. I'll call you tomorrow.
Disappointed, she goes back inside.
Cindy, wait. I'll have sex with you on prom night.
You promise?
I promise I'll have sex with you on prom night.
I love you, Eugene.
I love you, Cindy.
She grins happily as she closes the window. Eugene swears under his breath. The sun shines on the neat bungalow. Eugene answers his phone.
Hello?
Dude, 5 hours till you're chode deep.
Yes, I know that. Thank you.
Are you psyched? Are you psyched?
Yes, I'm very psyched.
Did you shave your cock yet?
What?
You gotta shave your cock. It makes it look bigger.
Really? But dude, I'm not shaving my cock.
You have to. What, are you just gonna have shaved balls and a hairy cock? That's gonna look weird.
I'm not shaving my balls either.
Oh my God.
Tucker, I've got this, okay?
Eugene, no, you don't got this. Look, man, I've already slept with 12 women. That's punishable by stoning in some countries.
That's great, Tucker.
That is great. And I've only been having sex for 2 years. That's 6 women a year. Do you know what that means? That means in 10 years, I'll have banged like 600 chicks.
Look, did you get the limo? I'm supposed to pick Cindy up in half an hour.
Horsedick.mpeg's got it. He's picking you up.
Who is Horsedick.mpeg?
Oh, that's Phil, man. That's his MC name.
Phil's MC name is Horsedick?
.mpeg.
.mpeg. That is so ridiculous.
Dude, you are so white. And what's with this attitude? This is gonna be the best night of your life.
Look, I'm not even sure I'm ready to be doing this, okay? So do you have any helpful advice? You have any tips on how I can make this a wonderful, romantic night for Cindy and everything she wants it to be?
Tucker's stumped.
Shave your cop.
Yeah. Hold on, I think the limo's here. Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Eugene sits sullenly in the back of the limo holding a gift to Cindy.
Well, I ain't seen this motherfucker like 11 years or some shit.
Yeah, I didn't know they let people that dropped out of high school go to prom.
Paul Stickdot MPEG in a bright orange suit has a girl on each arm.
It's stupid! Ah! No, Crystal's still in high school. We don't know who
was. I also didn't know they let freshmen go to prom.
Well, they gonna let us in there when Horse Dick that MPEG rolls up. I'm about to sign me a record deal. Yeah.
Horse Dick's got a song on the internet.
Eugene raises his eyebrows.
The internet? Wow.
You know how many motherfuckers use the internet?
I know a lot do.
Half of them! I'm talking about thousands and thousands of motherfuckers, man, and now my shit is up there. Woo, he's celebrating!
Hey, Horse Dick?
.mpeg.
Sorry. Would you mind turning the music down just a little bit, because we're almost to my girlfriend's house?
You can't turn Horse Dick .mpeg down! This is my shit! I made this! I made this shit right here. This my shit!
The huge stretch Hummer arrives at Cindy's house. Eugene gets out, clutching a gift. Cindy's waiting by the front door with her parents. Eugene approaches, straightening his tuxedo.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Whitehall.
Hi. That's some ride you've got there, Eugene.
Thank you.
So, there won't be any drinking going on tonight, will there?
Dad.
No, sir, not at all.
Let me get a picture of the two of you.
As they smile uneasily, Crystal pops out of the sunroof and spits out a mouthful of white stuff.
Horse Dick, you are nasty.
She's naked, but clutching a spangly bra to her breasts.
Hey, Daddy.
Cindy's parents stare aghast.
Come on, you got me.
In the limo, Eugene and Cindy sit shyly in the back as Horse Dick, the two girls, and Tucker drink champagne and party. The girls grind suggestively and Crystal gets a spanking. Outside the prom, champagne is sprayed and Tucker holds a huge bunch of balloons. Back in the limo, Crystal throws up, making everyone except the virgin couple laugh. They arrive at the house party. Brandishing a champagne bottle, Tucker leads the charge into the packed party house. The guys in the kitchen punching the cupboards. Eugene and Cindy enter the house. He looks around awkwardly. Cindy grins. A guy's throwing crisps around.
I'm sorry. I'm sure this is not as romantic as you'd probably envision the prom.
Hey! Everybody! Denise is so wasted! She's blowing Brian in the dead!
I'm gonna go get the keys to the master bedroom.
Okay.
She grabs Eugene's groin.
Oh, okay.
Meet me upstairs in 5 minutes?
Sure.
Cindy climbs the stairs in her white dress split to the thigh. Eugene watches her, then is jumped on by Tucker.
Dude! Where's Cindy? Shouldn't you be banging her out by now?
I'm about to bang her out. She just went upstairs.
Yet you look like you're going to a funeral.
Tucker, I'm just dealing with this in my own way, all right?
Dealing with this? You're not going upstairs to have surgery. You're going upstairs to have sex with a girl. And yeah, she may not be the most attractive girl in school, but she's a solid, solid 7.
What? She's a 7?
Look, you've already decided to do this so you can go and trudge through it like it's a chore and end up hurting her feelings, or you can go enjoy yourself and have sex.
I know.
Look, most guys end up losing their virginity to some sort of stripper or one-night stand. You're lucky enough to have it be with a girl that you actually love and loves you back.
You're right.
And that means she may let you do anal.
Yeah, thank you, Tucker. That was oddly helpful. All right. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it now.
All right.
I'm going to have sex.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Oh, my God, I'm nervous.
That, too, I can help you out with.
Tucker grabs him, and they do a couple of shots.
Oh, a little whiskey always calms the nerves.
Cheers.
You should probably have one more since this is your first time, because you'll explode as soon as you get it in there. Gotta numb the senses.
Really? That makes sense.
They down another Jack Daniels.
Woo! Ah! Alright, I'm gonna do it!
Go for it, Eugene, but one more for good luck.
Yeah! Good luck to me! for having sex!
Eugene windmills his arms, wincing at the strength of the shot.
The next time you see me, I will be a man!
Go get him, Eugene! Wait, that's not the hallway!
Eugene tumbles down the stairs into the basement.
Eugene!
A metal box falls off a shelf onto Eugene's head.
Oh. Huh.
Then the shelving unit falls on him. Tucker glances at the guy next to him wearing a horned helmet and a large clock round his neck like rapper Flavor Flav. Eugene's not moving.
Okay, buddy. Now just hold still. I have an idea. And...
wake up!
Ah! I knew it! I knew it would
work! What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
You're alive!
Tucker's hit Eugene with a baseball bat.
What the fuck is going on?
You probably can't move yet, Eugene. You have atrophy.
Why can't I move? Why can't I move and hurt you?
Because you haven't used your body in like 4 years. You gotta take it easy.
Tucker! What's happening? Why am I here?
You fell down the stairs after prom and were in a coma for 4 years, and then I saved your life because I'm a genius.
I told you know him, Mr. With the bat.
Juanita, I brought him back to life. I told you the bat trick would work.
Policia! Policia!
What the fuck is going on?
Eugene, don't do that. You'll overexert yourself.
Eugene's bowels explode all over the floor.
Oh, you're pooping.
An ambulance drives past the square red brick hospital building. A doctor talks to Eugene.
Your body is in an extreme state of atrophy, but you're in surprisingly good shape for someone who's been in a coma for 4 years. You've healed from all the damage you received in your initial fall, so all that you'll need to recover from is from the effects of the coma itself.
What about my face?
Yes, well, your nose is broken by the force of the baseball bat, and the frontal palate of your skull has some pretty bad fractures, but we've set most of that. You were hit pretty hard, though. Yeah, but you'll find over time that your muscle strength will return, as well as bowel control. Until then, it's best to avoid strenuous situations.
That's why you pooped.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. A lot. Lots of poop. Like almost 4 years worth of poop. You should call your poopy pants. Mr. Poopy Pants. Sorry. Anyway, I'll let you get some rest. I'm sure you and your friend have some catching up to do. Oh, and Tucker. Off the record.
Yeah?
I like your style.
The doc nods and smiles as Tucker grins and gives him a pistol finger in acknowledgement.
I can't believe I've been here for 4 years.
Yeah, you gotta watch where you're walking.
Doesn't feel like 4 years ago. I feel like just 5 seconds ago I was getting wasted with you and going upstairs to have sex. It's... wait a minute. How come just you're here? Where's Cindy? Where's my dad?
Oh, his job moved him down to Florida.
What? He left me in the hospital?
Well, dude, you were a vegetable. Besides, he still has an apartment here.
What about Cindy?
Oh, I don't know where she is.
Well, give me your cell phone.
No, like, I don't know where she is. She moved after graduation.
She left me too?
You were a vegetable.
Well, how come you're still here?
Because we're homies, dude. Lock it up.
I can't believe she would just leave me like that.
Well, she was around for a little while, but then she got into college, and it really didn't look like you were going to wake up. I mean, it took me 4 years to figure out the bat trick. You know, I tried to look her up about a year or so ago, but she dropped out after freshman year, and the trail goes cold.
Tucker, I appreciate you being here. I really do. I think right now I just need to be alone for a while.
Okay, man. I'll check on you tomorrow. Besides, I got a date with the old lady.
Wait, you have a girlfriend?
Well, I'm not the kind of guy that gets chained down to one woman, but lately I've been banging Candace.
That crazy handicap chick?
Hey, epilepsy, dude. It's a condition. Plus, it's kind of hot. She, like, vibrates.
Nice.
All right. Okay, looking good, looking good. Bobby, you want to sit up real straight for me there?
Sit up straight, sweetie.
All right. Everybody say, fuzzy pickles.
Fuzzy pickles.
That was great. That was great. I'm going to try one more, and let me work with Mommy for a second. All right, let's see.
Let's brush some of this hair away from Mommy's neck. Bring out Mommy's pretty neck. That's good. That's good. Okay. Let's have a couple wisps hang down here by the nape of the neck. That's good. That looks great. There we go. And here, position 3/4 there like that. Okay? Like that. That's good. That's good. Very like that. And
Okay, that's enough
that,
playfully.
Get them up there. That's going to be good. All right. Stay like that. Going to be good. Okay, now everybody say, Mommy's a vision.
Mommy's a vision.
Run away. Hey, this is big time stuff. Big time. Mr. Biederman is extremely upset. He says he brings his family in for a nice, innocent photo, and you turn that into softcore pornography.
He's crazy. I think he does drugs.
Yeah, well, he said that you unbuttoned his wife's shirt. He said that you handed her your phone number she was leaving. I mean, what the H, bro? Come on.
Some mail came for you, Tucker.
Sweet. New Playboy.
How many times have I told you not to have that delivered here? About a million? Why doesn't anybody listen to me? Ever. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
What?
Pack your bags, Eugene. I found her.
No, you cannot be a lot of
Juanita, vamanos. I found Cindy.
What? Where?
Right there.
Eugene's bowels evacuate as he looks at the centerfold.
Yeah, that.
Tucker peers closely at the photo.
I can't believe Cindy would do this.
She's changed, man. She's all growed up. The girl next door is now one of the girls next door.
Oh, my God. It says one of her likes is sex on the beach?
Well, calm down. That could just be the drink.
Tucker, do you think that Cindy's still a virgin?
Let's see.
The nurse hoses down Eugene's backside.
No, afraid not.
Oh, my God.
This is perfect.
How is this perfect?
This Saturday is Playboy's annual anniversary bash.
So?
So this Saturday, all the Playmates, including Cindy, are going to be at the Playboy Mansion, mingling with guests, sipping slightly alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, but Tucker...
Dude, this is meant to be. What are the odds that this issue would come out right now as you're getting out of your coma?
Then I guess.
This is true love speaking, Eugene. True love doesn't speak often, but it's speaking to us right now, and it's telling us to go to the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, but Tucker, I can't even walk here, man.
Well, you're getting a little better every day, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the party's Saturday night. That means we have to catch a plane Saturday morning. It's Thursday today, so that gives us 3 days to get you on your feet. Think you could do it?
I could try.
Yes, that's the spirit. We're going to the Playboy Mansion. Yeah! Playboy!
Tucker throws the magazine, which hits Eugene in the head, and walks out. It's nighttime at the hospital. Eugene's in bed. In a plastic box, he finds a photo album with pictures of him and Cindy. He fights back tears and drops the photo wallet back in the box. He opens up Playboy and looks at the centerfold again. Cindy's naked, draped on her side, arm across her breasts, her dark hair cascading across the white sheet, which is also held modestly between her legs.
Mister, you have a telephone call from a Mr. Bell.
Dad?
Eugene. Hey, sport.
Hey, Dad.
I can't tell you how glad I was when they told me you came out of that coma. That's great. That's really great.
Yeah. It's been weird here.
This actually works out great because I'm going to be up there in town in a few weeks on business.
In a few weeks?
That's right, buddy. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting another call. Oh, you know what? It's Japan. I'm going to have to take this.
Okay. Okay, but in a few weeks, we'll catch up.
Tomodachi.
What?
Oh, shit. Just tell Eugene. Hold on.
Eugene frowns at the phone, then hangs up, disappointed. Tucker and Candace sit in a booth at an Italian restaurant.
Wow. This is like the nicest place you've ever taken me to, Tucker.
Yeah, they don't even have a drive-thru.
Sir, may I help you?
Yeah, we'll take a plate of tater tots and Jaeger. Two Jaegers.
Excellent choice, sir.
Candace, want to get your picture taken with the waiter?
Could I?
She grins cheesily. The waiter's not impressed.
Come on, closer. And... awesome.
Very good.
So, Tucker, I got you an anniversary present. I know how you feel about that term, but it was 13 months ago tonight that...
That we did each other for the first time.
Yes. That we did each other for the first time. This is just a little something to say that it's been a great 13 months. Thank you.
Cool. A card.
She smiles as he opens it. He looks puzzled.
Is there a check?
No, there's no check. It's an anniversary card.
She smiles as he opens the present. It's a pipe.
You got me the black billiard. This is just like the pipe that Hugh Hefner used to smoke.
I know.
His eyes light up and he leans across to kiss her.
Candace, you're like so totally the coolest girl in the world.
So, where are we going after this?
Don't you worry about it, babe. I got it all planned out. Tonight is gonna be awesome.
She's impressed and picks up her serviette, grinning. The window in Eugene's room shatters.
What the fuck? Tucker?
We gotta go, man. Get your stuff.
What are you talking about? What's going on?
We gotta go. Now.
We're not leaving till Saturday.
Plans change.
I'm not ready.
Tucker pushes him out of the room in a wheelchair.
No. You can't be here. He's still in the missing.
Tucker, what the fuck is going on?
We have to get out of town. I'll explain in the car.
Get out of town?
Please, that son of a bitch.
Detour, Eugene.
Let me out. You're a dead man, Tucker Clay! A dead man!
Tucker, what the hell is happening? Jesus! There's a ramp right there!
No time for the ramp!
Hey, take it easy! Hey!
Eugene crashes into a car.
Tucker, I can't even walk here! If I take this shit in your car, it's gonna be a pretty short trip!
Tucker slams the door as the nurse runs up.
Stop! We can't take the
mister!
Police, get here!
He's
so ready!
Bye, Juanita. I'll bring him back in one piece.
Tucker speeds away from Juanita and Candace, who has a bloody forehead. He narrowly misses an ambulance. Juanita stomps back to the hospital.
Okay, Tucker, what is going on? What's wrong with your balls?
I gotta get rid of this cell phone. They can track it.
What are you talking about? What's going on? Slow down and tell me what happened.
I had a problem with Candace.
Obviously. What kind of problem?
Well, it was the 13-month anniversary of when Candace and I first started boning.
Okay.
So I wanted to do something really nice and special. So we got tanked at this really nice restaurant and then ditched out on the check. Then we poured some Makers into a big 3-liter of Coke and did a buttload of donuts in the Wendy's parking lot. It was pretty sweet. Everything was going great. Then I went to give her her present.
Come into the living room. I got you something.
Tucker, that's so sweet. What is it?
Ta-da!
A pole.
A stripper pole.
A stripper pole?
Happy 13 months boning.
Tucker.
Come on, go do a dance. Do like a sexy strip dance or something.
Candace stares at the shiny steel pole in the living room.
I don't know.
Miss January of this year said that 90% of the reason that relationships fall apart is because people don't spice up the bedroom.
We're in the living room.
I know.
As the music comes on, so do swirling disco lights.
Come on, give it a spin. Come on. Yeah, there you go.
Candace grins and shakes her head, but approaches the pole. With Tucker grinning broadly, she self-consciously circles the pole. Candace is really not sure what to do. Candace tosses her hair as she swings around the pole, urged on by Tucker. She winks sexily at him. He gives her the thumbs up. She slides down the pole and swings her hips.
Go on!
So anyway, then she kind of started to get into it.
Candace rips open her dress, revealing her underwear, and rubs against the pole.
You look so awesome right now!
Then she started to, like, really get into it. Man, it was awesome. She was whipping her hair around, sticking her butt up in the air.
Tucker grins goofily as Candace slinks towards him. She turns her back on him and rubs up against him.
Okay.
Then she started to go downtown, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Tucker rolls his eyes as Candace kneels in front of him.
Oh, that feels good. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's awesome. Man, it was great. Perfect form, lots of tongue.
Hey, check it out. Strobe lights.
Candace! Oh, oh, Candace, you're biting! You're biting! Candace, you're biting! Candace, you're biting me! Candace!
I don't know. Candace must just hate strobe lights.
Tucker, that was probably the epilepsy. Don't make jokes, man.
I didn't know what to do, so I panicked and I grabbed the fork off the counter. And I stabbed her in the face.
Oh, my God!
I know! I didn't know what to do. I panicked.
So you stabbed her?
I thought she was going to bite my dick clear off.
Oh, my God!
I know!
No wonder she looks so pissed off. Okay, that's terrible, but why do we have to get out of town like this?
Ah! Oh, no! Her brother!
You're going to die tonight, Tucker Clay.
Ah! Her brother's a fireman! Have you ever met one of them? They're crazy!
A fire truck draws alongside them.
They must have put an APB out on my plates!
What?
They're caught between two fire engines. The firemen are brandishing axes. An axe head smashes through the roof of the car, and a water cannon aimed right at Eugene. A high-pressure jet soaks the two friends. Tucker looks up as Candace's brother clamps an axe between his teeth and prepares to board them.
Oh, what's he gonna do now?
He leaps onto the bonnet and roars at them through the windscreen.
Tucker, do something!
Tucker brakes and the fireman flies off the bonnet. Tucker backs up and drives away down another street.
Stupid firemen. Can't turn their trucks around.
Eugene's in shock. Candace's brother picks himself up as the boys speed away and get onto the main highway. The guys sit in the car in stunned silence.
Okay, Tucker, have you put any thought into this at all? The Playboy Mansion's on the other side of the country. That's a long way to drive.
Well, the country's like, what, 10 states wide, and each state is roughly 100 miles across, so that's like 1,000 miles. We're moving at 60 miles an hour. We should be there in, like, 600 minutes.
Okay. Well, not one part of that was correct, so let me ask you this. Have you thought about how we're going to get into the mansion once we arrive?
I'm a love a white girl. I'm a love a white girl. I'm a love a white girl.
Wait a minute. Is this horse day?
Dot MPEG.
Dot MPEG. Did he change his lyrics?
Yeah, this is the radio-friendly version.
Wait a minute, horse sticks on the radio?
Yeah, man. He blew up. He's like the biggest star on the planet. They even play his song during Monday Night Football.
I'm asleep for 4 years, my dad moves out of town, my girlfriend's in Playboy, and your stupid friend is famous.
Yep. It's kind of like when Han got unfrozen in Jedi.
Yeah, it's exactly like when Han got unfrozen in Jedi.
Yo, what's up, everybody? You know who that was? Horse stick down in peg with the track I'm a Love a White Girl off his multi-platinum CD, Donkey Dong. Pick it up if you ain't heard.
Eugene can't believe it.
Wait a minute. If Horse Stick's like the most famous person in the world, then he could get into the Playboy Mansion, right?
Oh, yeah. He could just walk right in.
Eugene stares at Tucker, who grins vacantly. Then the thought strikes him.
We should totally get horsedick.mpeg to get us in. He lives in Chicago. He's always trying to get me to come up and visit. He'd be totally down to fly us out to LA and hook us up.
Good idea, Tucker. Okay. Well, at least we have a plan now. Horsedick. That's our plan. Horsedick.mpeg. .mpeg.
All points bulletin. Be on the lookout for a Tucker Clay. White male, 6'5". No visible tattoos. Last seen April 17th.
I just can't believe the firemen were that angry.
Dude, firemen breathe noxious fumes all day. It's their job. It makes them psycho.
I guess that makes sense.
Trust me, dude. Firemen are bad news.
Hey, Tucker, I don't really want to go in there dressed like this. Could you give me, like, a shirt, some pants, and I think a hoodie would be good.
Sure, no sweat. Just fill her up for me, all right?
What? No! Tucker, I have atrophy!
There's an axe embedded in the roof of the car. Eugene tries to get out, but can't make it. Tucker's in the shop at the gas station. He picks out a pair of Stars and Stripes boxer shorts and some other clothes for Eugene. He picks out a magazine called Butt Gals from a display and opens it up.
Ridiculous.
Eugene is painfully maneuvering himself around the car to the petrol pump. He tries to grab the pump, but can't reach. Holding onto the axe, he leans as far as he can, grasps the petrol nozzle, then falls over. Tucker puts butt gals back on the shelf, then stares.
Oh. Phew.
There's a picture of Hugh Hefner on the cover of Pipe Aficionado. Tucker stares at the cover, which features a picture of a black billiard as one of top 10 pipes, must-haves for your collection. Tucker frowns, then looks across at a payphone on the wall. Outside, Eugene's having difficulty lifting the petrol nozzle from the ground. He holds the nozzle to the filler cap, but his muscles give out and petrol sprays everywhere. Two big redneck types stare at him. A breeze blows up Eugene's hospital gown. He's naked underneath and tries frantically to cover his modesty. Tucker's on the phone.
Hey, this is Candace. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm out hunting down my piece of shit boyfriend. Leave a message.
Hi, Candace. That's a pretty funny message. Look, I just wanted to call and talk about what you did. I want you to know that I'm not mad at you. And I realize that you seemed a little cross. And I may have overreacted a little bit to you biting me, but you know how I am. My brain just shuts down whenever I feel like I'm close to getting some. Anyway, I hope this doesn't get in the way of us hooking up and hanging out and stuff. 'Cause I really like doing that. I mean, not like we're exclusive or anything. By the way, did your answer machine say my boyfriend? 'Cause weird. I mean, we've talked about that. Anyway, I guess I'm just trying to say I forgive you. I just hope you're not going to be a dick about this. Okay, bye.
He rolls his eyes as he hangs up, thinks, then smiles, satisfied with himself. Tucker bounds to the car.
Well, I think I patched things up with Candace. Why's your dress all wet?
Give me my clothes.
As they pull away, the petrol nozzle still on the ground, surrounded by a puddle of fuel. As they drive on through the night, Tucker reads Playboy at the wheel, and Eugene looks at his new T-shirt, designed to look like a bikini.
Really?
That shirt's awesome, man.
I'm getting pretty tired. You wanna get a motel or something?
Nah, man, I'm wired. I ate like 10 packets of those horny goat weed stamina things at the gas station. You can get some shut-eye, though.
All right, just wake me if you need me, okay? And Tucker, thank you for everything.
No problem, dude. We're homies. Lock it up.
Hey! Right. Just watch the road, okay?
Will do.
Good night.
Eugene settles down for some sleep. The car carries on down a straight road with no street lighting. Later, Eugene wakes up and looks around uncomfortably.
Hey, Eugene.
Ah!
Want a party?
Cindy!
I got tired of waiting for you, Eugene. So I went out and I blew everyone.
No! Cindy!
Why did you have to get drunk, Eugene? Why couldn't you just make love to me?
No! I'm sorry!
You've turned me into a whore, Eugene! This is a venereal disease, Eugene, and I have thousands of them.
No!
I'm just like your brother, Eugene. Just like your brother!
Wearing tarty underwear with wild hair, holding a cocktail, Dream Cindy stands in front of the seminar screen. Eugene wakes up. Tucker's fast asleep.
What state are we in? Hey, Tucker!
What?
Sorry about that. Started drinking all this NyQuil because that horny goat weed was giving me the jitters. By the way, there's clothes in this bag if you want them.
Oh!
But honestly, I feel good to go now. We don't need to stay here.
Tucker, you can't drive all night long without any sleep. It's not safe.
I got some sleep in the car.
I'm serious. We could go get our money back from the motel, jump back in the car, be in Chicago in a couple of hours, and then by this time tomorrow, be at the mansion.
Tucker, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. The stupid fucking mansion can wait.
The stupid whatting mansion?
Oh, God.
That mansion is a historical and cultural landmark where some of the greatest minds have gathered to exchange ideas and...
And watch naked ladies take baths together. Yes, I know.
Oh, my God! You don't know! I need to give you a crash course in sophistication in the Playboy way.
You're gonna give me a lesson in sophistication.
Yeah! I've had a subscription to this magazine for, like, 13 years.
God, you're right, Tucker. Teach me more about etiquette.
Okay. Here. Put this on.
I don't wanna.
Put it on. This is a bathrobe. We'll probably be issued one of these when we get to the mansion. It's the Western equivalent of the Greek toga.
There's a stain on mine.
It signifies both power and leisure. Say that with me. Power and leisure. Say it. Power and leisure.
Power and leisure.
Good. Now lesson two. When you get to the mansion and you see a pretty girl, you can't just walk up to her and ask her to have sex with you.
Okay.
You have to engage her in stimulating conversation first. Find out who she is. Ask her questions like, what is her favorite animal? Or what's her most embarrassing moment?
Tucker takes his pipe out of his pocket.
This is a pipe. Smoking a pipe is the equivalent of wearing a fine tuxedo.
As he lights up, sparks fly towards the curtains, which catch fire.
Tucker!
The sprinkler system comes on, then the whole motel's ablaze. The guests are huddled outside. Tucker and Eugene stare at the inferno.
This usually never happens.
Shut up.
The fire engine arrives and Tucker's eyes widen. He nudges Eugene.
Uh-oh, dude. Here come the firemen.
One of the firemen stares at the pair. Tucker's grin freezes. The firemen eye Tucker, then look at his photo. Tucker watches them fearfully.
Uh-oh, dude. Here come the firemen.
He runs for it.
They know about Candace!
Tucker flings himself over the car bonnet.
Come on, get in! We must be 3 states away!
Fireman talk, dude!
An axe is thrown and buries itself in the back of the car. Another one punches through the door right by Eugene's leg. They speed away into the night. In the sunshine, they cross a bridge made of steel girders and along a road across a wide plain of flat scrubland. They approach a city and negotiate a complex intersection of crisscrossed flyovers. Eugene does bicep curls with cans of drink.
How's that atrophy coming?
Eugene ignores him angrily.
Are you still mad?
Eugene glares at him. Tucker grimaces.
Hey, you wanna get something to eat or anything?
Well, how much money do we have? Because we just spent $75 on a motel room that we got to use for all of 5 minutes.
See, I've got $7. Do you have any money?
No, I don't have any money. I don't have a bank account. I've been in a coma since high school.
Okay, $7. $7 should be enough to feed the both of us.
They pull up at a toll booth. The toll is $6.75. Tucker pulls an agonized face.
Are you mad?
Yes, I'm mad. What kind of fucking idiot goes on a cross-country road trip with less than $100?
Well, to be fair, dude, I had to buy you all those clothes, and you're the one that wanted to stay at the motel.
You had to buy clothes for me because you kidnapped me. And I wanted the motel because you almost killed me. But then wait, you burned down the motel and almost killed me yet again. And then you pissed off firemen and almost got me killed yet another time.
I think you're overreacting a little bit.
I am not overreacting! I am trying to reclaim my life here, Tucker. And you're not taking this seriously. This is all some dumb excuse for you to go to the mansion so you can finally rub up on all those strippers you've been dreaming about your whole life.
Tucker's eyes widen in exaggerated horror.
Rub up? Strippers? We talked about this last night, and I will not allow that sort of filth or degrading speech in my car. Oh, look, horse dick.
He's completely distracted and nods happily to the music. A woman in gold pumps strides through the burned wreckage of the motel. She crouches, sifting through the ashes, and finds Tucker's black billiard pipe. Candace stands and whirls around, wearing a stony-faced expression of cold fury.
Speak.
Just got a visual confirmation. They've been spotted in Chicago.
The city is a mass of towering skyscrapers with a large park next to a river. Dancers writhe and shimmy in skimpy satin bikinis.
Fuck my dick while I fuck that ass, hey. Suck my dick while I fuck that ass, hey. Suck my dick while I fuck that ass, hey. Suck up on my dick while I fuck that ass, hey. Suck my dick while I fuck that ass, hey. Suck my dick while I fuck that ass, hey.
Allstig in orange velour sings and dances for the cameras on a soundstage. Tucker and Eugene watch, with Tucker dancing along in street style.
You know, these lyrics don't even make any sense.
What? Shut up, Eugene. This song is awesome. I wish Candace were here. She would love this song.
Tucker, if Candace were here right now, she would try and kill you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Chubby, bling-wearing Horsestick spins himself slowly round on his back on the floor, moving his hands between his legs. Then humps the back of his Hummer. He pours champagne on his dancer's backsides, slaps his chest, then raises an impassioned fist.
Respect!
Cut! That's a wrap!
Great job, Horsestick.mpeg. Hip-hop is back!
You think they're gonna get the message, though, man?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Horsestick. Yo.
Know these dudes, man?
Oh, hell yeah! Tucker Clean from the Down SC! Well, brother! How you feel, man?
Great, man. Thanks for letting us come visit your shoot.
Of course, anytime.
You remember Eugene from prom?
Oh, the Stairmaster. How you doing, man?
Good.
I heard you was all regarding Henry and shit.
Yeah, I was in a coma for a while.
Oh, that's cool.
But I see you've been doing really well. Congratulations.
Thanks, bro. Man, my last CD drop, motherfuckers got killed at the Tower Records. Motherfuckers got killed!
Whoa, that's awesome.
Thank God, you know what I'm saying? Hey, what brings you out of Chicago?
We just came to see you, dog.
Okay.
Dude.
Oh, and we were wondering if you could get us into the Playboy Mansion.
Most definitely.
They're on Horsestick's tour bus.
Wow, Horsestick, you're very generous with your time and resources.
Anything for my bro, man. Come on, lock it up.
See, I told you Horsestick would hook us up. We're gonna have you back in Cindy's arms in no time. Then you can finally have sex.
Finally have sex? You a virgin? Are you telling me you a virgin? Turn the music off! Do you mean to tell me you've never been with a woman? Never!
No, well, I was going to in high school, but then I fell down the stairs.
Crystal! Janine! Get your asses in here and have sex with this man.
Oh, no, Horsestick.
Dot MPEG,
yes. That's not necessary. I'm saving myself for my girlfriend who's going to be at the party. So thank you, but I'm going to wait.
Horsestick.mpeg glares at him.
I'll have sex with those girls.
Come hook my brother up.
I got to take a shit.
You okay with this, Crystal?
Yeah, it's cool.
Come on, baby.
Crystal takes Tucker's hand. He raises his eyebrows to Eugene.
You and me gonna have a long talk. We gonna smoke this here, and you gonna tell Uncle Horsestick exactly what the problem is.
Thank you again, Horsestick. .mpeg, but I don't smoke.
Look here, man. This is a party bus. There's only one rule on a party bus. You got to party. So either go fuck one of them girls, or you smoke this J.
We out of toilet paper!
Eugene stares between Janine and the smoke and makes up his mind. He takes the smoke. Tucker and Crystal laugh together and enter a bedroom with a large fur-covered bed. Crystal poses on the bed, lights a match, and blows it out suggestively. She slides open a window next to the bed.
I gotta warn you, I'm a little drunk, so this could take 2 or 3 minutes.
Crystal sticks her finger in her mouth and sucks it. Tucker watches pop-eyed. The bus speeds through the night.
I don't understand it. I mean,
How much can a person change in 4 years? It's like, I knew her. You know, like, I really knew her. And then you wake up and it's a completely different person.
Eugene hands Horsedick the smoke.
This bitch one time took my heart out. For reals, yo.
Oh, Horsedick.
Dot MPEG.
You know, I think I'm starting to feel high.
I don't even know where I am. What was we talking about?
Crystal poses on the fur bed.
You like this?
She undoes her halter neck dress, exposing her breasts, highlighted by a cupless diamante bra.
You want this?
The bus hits a bump, and Crystal catapults right out of the window. Tucker's eyes bulge.
Charlie, control this motherfucking bus!
Horsedick lies down on a leopard print sofa.
Crazy ass bus driver.
Tucker continues to gawp at the now empty bed. He thinks, then slowly backs out of the bedroom. He gingerly slides the door closed.
She said the most mean, hurtful things to people. And they laughed at me. And it was... So that's why, you know, I'm a dog now. Cut through bitches like water. No emotional attachment. Ain't that right, Tuck?
Huh? What?
How was it back then, man?
Good. Real, really good. I gotta go to bed.
Hi, tired. As I'm talking about.
Tucker lies down on a bunk with a stunned expression. The bus drives on into the dawn.
When you give something to a bitch, they don't do nothing but take. That's why you don't give them nothing but the dick. Can't take that away.
You'll see tomorrow at the match or the train on like 7, 8, 9, 11 of them honeys. And the playmate there I ain't tagged yet.
Wait a minute. What?
All of them, dog.
Okay, Horsedick, you couldn't have hit all of them. I mean, that's crazy.
Miss January on my dick. Miss February on my dick.
Miss March?
On my dick, dog!
Cindy Whitehall, have you had sex with her?
Man, I had that bitch screaming like her house was on fire. She was chomping down on my dick like it was a hot dog eating contest and she was some little Asian dude.
Eugene punches Horsedick, but he's so weak it's barely a tap, then his bowels let go.
What the fuck?
Tucker and Eugene are kicked off the bus. They roll onto the dusty roadside.
Get the fuck back here, you pervert! I hope you get VD and your dick falls off! Cindy would never sleep with you!
Oh, fuck. You alright, man?
She slept with him! She slept with a shallow, ignorant asshole like that!
Tucker stands awkwardly studying Eugene.
How could she do that? I don't even know what I'm doing out here, Tucker. She's gone.
She's not gone, man. She just had sex with a guy. She's still Cindy.
But we had something special. You wouldn't understand, Tucker.
Come on, man. You got a long way to walk.
He helps Eugene to his feet, and they trudge off along the desert highway. The road is a straight line through the wilderness and disappears into the distance.
Man, I wish Candace were here. Really? Again? She's trying to kill you. Yeah. She has a car, though. With 12 hours to get across 2 states. Hey!
They raise their hands, but the car speeds on.
People are assholes. Someone will stop. Don't worry, dude. Things work out. No, they don't. Things do not work out. I am living proof of that.
You boys looking for a ride? Here's the deal. I am Katya. This is my girlfriend, Vanka.
Your girlfriend?
Yes, we're lesbians. Does that bother you?
No.
We're driving to Los Angeles, but we're just so madly in love that we can't keep our hands off each other. We have to make out and make love all the time.
Uh-oh.
So we need you boys to drive the car to Los Angeles so we can get crazy in the back seat and make love and suck and fuck each other the whole way. Can you boys do that?
They find it hard to speak.
Yeah, we can do that.
Eugene's holding his soiled boxers and wearing his fleece like a loincloth. They get into the big convertible and drive off. The dark-haired stunners are making out in the back seat. A pair of red knickers is thrown onto the dashboard to the boys' stunned amazement. They watch the action open-mouthed in the rearview mirror. A bottle appears, and the boys look as though they're going to burst. Tucker's not even trying to watch the road. He crashes, knocking down a telegraph pole.
Is there going to be a problem?
No.
You almost made me bite Wonka's labia.
Oh, sweet God.
The girls settle back down, and staring blankly, the boys drive on. Tucker can't keep his eyes off the naked breasts bouncing ecstatically on the back seat. Tucker crashes into the sign.
Is this going to happen every 5 minutes?
No. I got it.
At a truck stop, a waitress stares at a photo she's being shown by grim-faced Candace.
No. Ain't seen shit in here. Speak.
One of our trucks saw them heading into Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Of course.
Yeah, but the trail goes cold after that.
No, it doesn't. You tell your men I know exactly where he's going.
The Hollywood sign, a long beach, the Beverly Hills Hotel, and tall palm trees are among the sights of Los Angeles.
Look, lesbians, palm trees! You know, lesbians, I didn't want to say anything before, but the car is really starting to smell. So we have an hour till this thing starts. Do you know where the mansion is?
10228 Charing Cross Road, Los Angeles, California, 90024.
What's up, boys and girls? I'm Carrie Keegan, and we're at Playboy's annual anniversary bash.
The battered car arrives at the mansion.
I heard horsedick.mpeg is actually in the mansion right now.
Wow. I can't believe we made it.
Oh my God, we're 20 minutes late. They've already started the party.
Look, I think right there is where you sign in.
A guy gets thrown out.
No, you have to be on that list. Oh, man, we are way out of our league. How the hell are we going to get in here?
We need some sort of angle.
Vonka and Katya are still having frenzied sex in the back. The boys slowly turn to look at them. Later, they walk past a queue of posh-frocked party people.
Hey there, everybody. We are here to party.
Just here with our dates now.
Yeah. Not bad, huh? Pretty good. Hey, those are our dates. Hey, lesbian! Those are our...
The lesbians are a sensation for the paparazzi.
Well, that didn't work. Now what do we do?
Fire engines pull into the drive, panicking the guys.
It's a trap!
Wait a minute. What the hell's going on? There's no fire here.
Sure there is. All right, men, keep your eyes peeled. He's around here somewhere.
Axes drawn, the firemen walk right past the hedge the boys are hiding behind. They pop up and survey the scene.
Eugene, I think I have a plan.
What?
Follow me.
No, Tucker, wait! I'm afraid.
Shortly, they're in firemen's uniforms.
Sorry about this, fellas. We're just dumb firemen trying to do our jobs.
They head for the entrance to the mansion. They enter, and their jaws drop. The place is rammed with stunning, scantily clad women, wearing bikinis, basques, or just body paint, in a great wood-paneled hall with a balcony at one end.
All right, boys! Keep your eyes peeled for that son of a bitch, Tucker Clay! We have word he's at this party!
Tucker and Eugene clutch their axes nervously and slope off. Candace arrives, striding past the fire engines.
You gotta go to the back of the line, lady.
She grabs the guard's groin.
Yeah, fun at the party. Let her in! Let her in! Damn, bitch is crazy.
Eugene and Tucker drift through the party.
Okay, first things first. Gotta get rid of these outfits and get poolside.
What? Tucker, you can't ditch your outfit. What does the fireman see?
I can't work like this. Firemen never get laid. Everyone knows that. People hate firemen.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go mingle. There's three girls for every guy at this party.
Okay, fine. Just do me a favor and keep your eyes peeled for Cindy, all right?
Okay, good luck.
Tucker hides his face as he walks straight past two firemen. Eugene looks around, wondering what to do, then wanders off.
Hey, ladies. I'm from South Carolina.
He looks puzzled as two beauties frown and walk away from him. Tucker vaults over a balcony, sending champagne glasses flying.
Hey, gorgeous. So, what are your hobbies?
My hobbies?
Yeah, you know. What are your turn-ons?
Shit, where's my pepper spray?
The blonde playmate in a red dress rummages in her handbag, and Tucker beats a hasty retreat. Outside in the fairy-lit night, Tucker taps a girl in a pink dress on the shoulder.
Hey, girl of my dreams.
He frowns, then spots a blonde and a brunette in cocktail dresses.
Hey! All right, MILF!
I'm 25.
Really?
Fuck off.
He wanders on, then his jaw drops, and he grins.
Sarah Jean Underwood? Playmate of the year 2007?
That's me.
Oh my god, it's such an honor to meet you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Tucker Clay. And who is this little guy?
Oh, this is Puddles, and he's a rescue. I got him from the pound last week.
Oh, no way. I call the pound all the time.
You do?
Yeah, last week even. Some loser lost his jerk Labrador or something because I caught him going through my trash looking for food.
And you sent this jerk Labrador to the pound?
Big time.
That's horrible.
No, I know. I mean, what? Why?
Because they put dogs to sleep at the pound. They were going to put Puddles here down because he was sick and nobody would adopt him. So I took him home with me and I've slowly been nursing him back to health.
Whoa. That's so weird.
It is.
Well, I mean, I didn't realize that human beings could nurse dogs.
I'm not literally nursing him.
Oh! I thought you meant with your... I'm sorry, I was thinking about your boobs. I mean, because that sort of stuff does happen nowadays. Especially with modern times, and I've seen that on the internet a bunch.
You've seen a lot of that on the internet, huh?
Yeah, I mean, some girls will even have... make love to dogs on the internet. Not that that's good at all, because that's bad. Unless you do that, and then... whatever, I'm not judging.
I'm sorry, Tucker, who is it that you're here with again?
I'm sorry. I have such a problem with rambling, especially when I'm meeting people like you. Look, I'm always blowing first impressions. Can we just start over? Give me another chance. Can I get you a drink or anything?
That's sweet, Tucker, but I actually have to take Puddles out to the lawn. He has to go to the bathroom pretty badly.
I'll take him to the bathroom.
No, that's really not necessary.
I insist. It's the least I can do. Please...
Okay, Tucker, you win.
You all regret this, playmate of the year 2007.
Bring him right back.
She gives a worried frown as Tucker runs off.
Oh my god, that is the cutest little dog I've ever seen. Is it yours? What is his name?
I think it's,
Oh my god, look his little feet. I love men with dogs.
Really?
Yeah, my last boyfriend hated dogs. Such an asshole. I mean, what kind of psycho doesn't like dogs? And that's just when I knew that he was not for me. I mean, look at his little paws.
Yeah, they're pretty small.
I know, right?
Puddles has piddled in her glass. She drains it.
What?
Nothing.
I just want to talk to you all night. Can you get me, like, another drink? Wow, you're good. This tastes like shit. I mean, the other one tasted different. You know, it tasted like, I don't know.
Pee?
No. You're funny. Okay, here's the plan. I'm gonna go use the little girl's room. You're gonna go find me some more of the good stuff. And then we're gonna rendezvous back here in like 5 minutes, okay? And make sure you bring him. Okay, bye.
The blonde in a green dress toddles off, and Tucker moves on clutching Puddles. Eugene removes his fireman's coat, revealing his bikini t-shirt.
No, that's cool, but I'll make a wish. Then, this little motherfucker hits me. It poops all over my bus.
Ah, I hate food.
I hope them little shits do make it over here. Kill that little bitch. You're gonna suck my dick. I'ma just hold his little dead head right there.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Up on the balcony, watching Horse Dick, Eugene grimaces and hides.
Come on, Puddles. Come on. Come on, Puddles. Come on. What's the matter? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Put it over there and
go.
Puddles, go to the bathroom. What's the matter? Maybe you're empty. No. Here we go. Little beer. Little beer. Little bit of beer. Little bit of...
Oh, my God.
Tucker throws away the beer.
Oh, my God! Puddles!
Tucker throws Puddles away.
What the shit?
Tucker runs. Eugene bumps into a waitress.
Sorry.
Hi, may I help you?
No, thank you. Actually, yeah, have you seen Cindy Whitehall around here?
Oh, my God. Are you a stalker?
We have a 214!
What? No, I'm not a stalker.
Oh, good. What are you drinking?
Nothing. Never mind.
So we're going at it there in the driveway, and she's like, oh my God, this is the best sex I have ever had. And I'm like, everyone keeps telling me that. Isn't that weird? Is it?
Two more girls grimace at Tucker and walk away. Tucker wanders unhappily through the gardens, then spots the colorfully lit pool like a magic grotto. There are beauties in the water and fairy lights in the trees. Eugene approaches a huge security guard in dark glasses.
Excuse me, sir, I'm looking for Cindy Whitehall.
What you want with Cindy Whitehall?
Well, I'm her boyfriend. Or I was her boyfriend, but then we got separated.
We got a 214.
No, I'm not a stalker. I'm not a stalker! I came across the country just to see her! Hey,
Eugene spots Cindy in a red dress coming down the stairs with a distinguished gray-haired gentleman. She almost floats in slow motion.
Cindy.
Cindy!
No, Cindy! I'm her boyfriend from high school! We were sweethearts in high school!
Eugene?
Candace pops up in front of Tyler.
Candace! Good to see you. I was worried sick. How are you? Your face looks...
covered in fork marks.
Coming along? By the way, sorry about that. Did I ever tell you that? Because I'm not sure I...
You get back here, Tucker Clay!
The firemen are also moving in.
Let me go!
Out!
You also go ask right here until the police show up!
I need to talk to Cindy! I'm not a stalker! I know her!
Quick, to the second floor! Fan out! Hoorah!
Tucker runs from the approaching fireman, ducks down a hallway, and tries several doors, which are all locked.
Yes, sir! Come on, boys, he went that way!
He turns in panic and comes across Vonka and Katya, who are still snogging.
Lesbians, help me break this door down.
Where are the bedrooms? Vonka and I thought of a new position and we need our bed against the wall.
They're through this door. There's bedrooms through this door. And jacuzzis, too.
There are jacuzzis?
Yeah, but it's locked. You gotta help me.
Step aside.
Yeah. Bronca kneels in front of the keyhole of a double door. As she licks it, Tucker mouths an astonished wow. Catcher giggles as Bronca tongues the lock, which releases. Tucker goggles as she opens the door. A sign says East Wing. Keep out. As Tucker closes the door, an axe buries itself in the woodwork.
Good idea, lesbians!
They've disappeared into a room and locked themselves in.
Lesbians! Lesbians!
Tucker darts into another room with a stout oak door, slamming it closed behind him. A figure's sitting by an open fire, smoking a pipe.
What seems to be the problem, son?
It's Hugh Hefner.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't look. I can't look, I can't look, I can't look. I can't. I can't. Oh, my God.
Relax, son. What's your name?
Tucker Clay, sir, and I am your biggest fan. I try to apply your methods and principles to every aspect of my life.
Oh, yeah? How's that working out for you?
Good. Great. Awesome.
Well, that's great. The party's outside. Have a good time.
Tucker turns awkwardly and makes to leave.
Something wrong?
Well, yeah, actually. Things haven't been going so great for me lately. I mean, I'm here at the Playboy Mansion and I'm still striking out. I don't get it.
Have a seat, son.
Eugene's being held in a storeroom.
Eugene?
Cindy!
Oh my God, I can't believe this! When did you wake up?
About 3 days ago.
How did you find me?
It wasn't too hard.
What does that mean?
Where have you been?
What?
Where have you been?
I've been a couple of places. Been working.
Working? Working as what? A whore?
Stop that! I know him!
Ow!
Sorry, miss. It just really sticks in my craw when people disrespect women.
What?
Eugene, how could you say something like that?
You left me!
Eugene, I...
You left me in a hospital bed when I needed you the most!
Eugene, you were in a coma for 4 years.
Yeah! I was in a coma! And you've been running around doing God knows what!
What are you talking about?
You're doing pornography? You're posing naked for everyone to see? How many guys have you slept with, Cindy? 100? 200?
Another haymaker from the guard.
Ow! Just imagine how you would feel, Cindy, if you woke up one morning and everyone that you loved had left you and your dad had bailed on you and the one person that you thought would always be there for you is out flashing her tits to the world and blowing everyone she meets. Ow!
So, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, and she's great. She's the coolest chick I've ever met. Most girls want to kill me after 2 or 3 nights, and it took her 13 whole months.
Well, then what's the problem? Sounds like you found a great girl.
She is great. It's just, I can't get settled down yet. I have to hit a respectable quota.
Tucker, it's the quality, not the quantity of the relationships that counts.
But you're dating 7 women at once.
Here. Look at this.
Oh, gross!
That's Gertrude von Brauer.
What's wrong with her eye?
It's dead.
Ah!
Gertrude was my next-door neighbor. Our childhood friendship blossomed into a romance by high school.
Hef, no!
Tucker, yes. Gertrude von Brauer was the love of my life.
But she's like the worst-looking person I have ever seen.
Give me back that photograph.
Hefner snatches it from him.
Gertrude died when she was 18 years old.
Oh, thank God.
Hefner frowns angrily.
Tucker, the point I'm trying to make is that when you find that special someone in your life, you have to hold on to them. Now, I've known quite a few women in my life, and I've had a phenomenal sex life. But I'd trade it all in for just one more afternoon with this young 18-year-old girl from Milford, Kentucky.
Who's busted?
Tucker, there's a bunny deep down inside each and every woman.
They're just not bunnies you'd put in your magazine.
No, they're not. But if you can see the bunny in those girls, then you're onto something, my friend.
I think I get it. I was trying to turn my girlfriend into a Playboy bunny, and that's why she had that seizure and I stabbed her in the face a bunch. But if I just realized she was a bunny, then none of these firemen would be trying to kill me.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm gonna call security.
Okay, Mr. Hefner. Thanks for the talk.
No problem, son.
Look, I've said what I have to say. There's nothing else to do. Things will never be the same because I am always gonna think about you with those guys. I don't even know why I came here. Closure, I think.
Eugene, everything I've done since you fell down the stairs has been for you.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, posing naked in Playboy is really helping me out a lot. Thanks for that.
Eugene, where do you think the money came from?
What money?
The money for your hospital care. Your dad didn't think that you would ever wake up, and he was going to have you move to a Class D hospice where they basically just store you till you die. I sent whatever money I could from part-time waitressing during college, but it never really amounted to much. Then I started making some real money modeling. I had you move to a better treatment center. Tucker never told you any of this?
No. He never did.
Okay, Hef's orders. All stalkers out of the mansion.
Let me go! Ow! Eugene!
Tucker!
I met Hef. He talked to me. I think I had a breakthrough.
How could you, you son of a bitch?
What are you talking about?
You fucking brought me all the way out here to your stupid party when you knew Cindy never left me!
Eugene!
Wait, she was at the hospital the whole time?
What? Don't play dumb with me! She was paying for my medical bills! How did you not know that?
Is this girlfriend not pay all this money for you to use this as a porno room?
Juanita, I don't speak Spanish. Andale, andale.
The mistress girlfriend is on the phone. You want to talk to her?
Go away, Juanita.
What an angel that young Cindy Whitehall is for paying all this man's medical bills. I've never seen more devotion in all my years of medicine.
Juanita, I'm trying to do something. Do you comprende?
No!
You let me think that Cindy had abandoned me!
But wait a minute. If Cindy was paying your hospital bills this whole time, then she obviously still loves you. You should be excited.
Tucker, wait!
Candace! Oh, and Candace's brother, Rick!
Put him down!
Security drop him. The firemen pick him up.
You are gonna die for what you did to my sister.
Yeah!
Make it slow, Rick.
Dang on that Cindy-hitting motherfucker! Eugene! So we made again, huh?
Horstick.
Dot MPEG. I was just telling my friends here, if I ever saw your pretty little face again, I was gonna rip it off. Fuck it. No. And I don't lie to my friends.
All right, men. Let's do this fireman style.
Yeah!
They wrap a hose round Tucker's neck and slam his head on a block.
So now bathe my steel in the blood of the offender.
Wait. Before you kill me, let me just say one thing. Candace, I know you're mad, and you have every right to do whatever you want to me. But I just wanted to say that I'm sorry. See, I was just hanging out with Hef, and I realized something. You're my busted girl from Kentucky. We both hate the same music and like getting wasted and stuff, and you like me despite all my faults. So the least I can do is look past yours.
My fault?
Yeah. Candace, your face is a wreck.
You stabbed me.
That's one of my faults. And you have this really stupid hatred of strobe lights.
When you have epilepsy, strobe lights trigger seizures.
See? That's stupid.
Rick raises his axe.
Ow. The point I'm trying to make is that none of that matters. I like you anyway. Look, I always hoped when I met someone like you, I'd already have this crazy impressive sexual history. But now I realize that none of that's important once you find someone that you truly love. And when I'm with you, none of the other chicks that I've nailed in the past matter anyway.
Candace, you're the last person that I ever want to bang. And if your weird brain thing makes you bite my junk while you're blowing me, then so be it. I'll never stab you again.
Candace smiles, and Rick glances at her.
I love you, Tucker Craig.
She runs to him, he stands up, and they kiss.
God damn!
I need to talk to Cindy.
Well, that was real sweet. How you gonna get out of this, Eugene? You gonna tell me you love me?
Horsedick, you gotta let me go. I need to talk to Cindy.
Why don't you write a message for her on my dick? And I will make sure she gets it.
You know what, Phil? That kind of thing would have bothered me before, that you had sex with Cindy, but not now. Because I had a relationship with her. She's not just some trophy. She's the total package. And a guy like you, Horsedick, you wouldn't even know what to do with a girl like that.
I'll say he wouldn't.
Cindy.
Cindy. What's up, baby? How you doing?
Horsedick wouldn't know what to do with a blow-up doll.
What? What is she talking about?
Nothing? Hey, let's go back up in the mansion, y'all. It's the DJ and they ain't supposed to be cold-blooded. Come on.
Horsedick doesn't have a dick.
Bitch! You promised!
What?
Horsedick wasn't born with genitalia. He has to pee through a straw.
This is going crazy. Hey, everybody, go to the horsedick.impact party bus. Come on, it's a party!
Wait a minute. What about all those girls you banged?
Yeah, dog. What about our little girl? You know what? I never actually seen Horse Dick make it with a hoe.
You wanna see that?
I never thought I'd say this. Fuck that. Let me see your penis, dog.
Why don't I show you shit, man? All your hoes are
pretty.
What you doing? No!
His people pin his arms and debag him. All he's got is a bulge with a couple of straws sticking out.
It ain't my fault. My mama was on taking medication.
Oh, man.
Leave me alone.
Tucker and Candace find it hilarious. Eugene and everyone else are horrified.
Cindy. Listen, I'm sorry. And what happened in the past is the past. And what's important is right now. And I want to start over, if you'll have me. I just think that...
She pulls him to her and kisses him.
Okay, I just have a question, though. Why didn't you call me when I woke up in the hospital?
I call the hospital every Monday. When did you wake up?
On Wednesday.
And you just immediately ran off?
Yeah, I guess.
Tucker's idea.
Yeah.
We really gotta get you some new friends.
The firemen glare at Tucker as he shows Candace the damage in his trousers.
No. This one's okay.
Cindy motions for Eugene to follow her back to the mansion. Up on a wall, a security camera captures the scene. Watching on a screen as Tucker and Candace make up is Hef. He picks up his phone.
Let him in. Let him in, damn it.
On the CCTV screen, Tucker and Candace kiss. Hef smiles contentedly.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Later, they're indoors at the party. Candace skips off, leaving Tucker and Eugene at the drinks table.
So, Candace, huh?
Yeah. Isn't she the best?
She's something else, all right. So you guys are like, you're good now.
Yeah, Candace thinks that we should try to get pregnant. You know, really try to work things out.
That's a great idea, Tucker.
That is a great idea. How are we going to fight if there's always a baby around? And I'm going to see if Hef can hook me up with an internship at the photo department.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, what about you and Cindy?
I don't know, but I feel really good about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
You wanna know something crazy?
You don't have a dick.
No. She's upstairs waiting for me right now.
No!
Yep.
No!
Yep.
Your first time is going to be with a Playboy playmate at the Playboy Mansion?
Yes.
How do you feel?
I feel ready. Feel ready.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
A toast. To new beginnings.
To new beginnings. Well played.
Ah.
Whoa.
Woo.
They down a shot.
You're probably going to want to have another one. It's your last one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
I'm going upstairs to have sex with my girlfriend.
He runs out of a door at the back of the kitchen.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah, Eugene.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's good, because I'm trying really hard.
I did a really good job, Eugene.
Does it feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, no. Eugene, be careful. Don't overexert yourself.
Unit Production Manager Jenny Hinkey. First Assistant Director Joel Jeffrey Nishimine. Second Assistant Director Philip Wagner.
During my time in South Carolina, I discovered a groundbreaking and new experimental way of reinstating consciousness to the comatose. It has proven itself to be quite effective.
The doctor raises a baseball bat. A young red-haired intern looks shocked. The doctor grins and has another go.
I swear I saw this work once.
His other intern can't look him in the eye. He goes for third time lucky. The patient's hand reaches up and grabs the bat. It's Crystal. She sits up slowly.
You're a dead man, Tucker Clay.